Councillor Luloff on item one.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. I appreciate it. I'm not sure if Mr. Morgan's with us right now, but perhaps Mr. Manconi can respond to some of these questions. During the presentation, Mr. Morgan repeatedly referred to widening the 174. I'm just wondering why we continue to use this term when no additional lanes are being added, and I find that it's misleading. So I respectfully ask once again that we use alternate language, like lane relocation. I didn't see any shots of the work happening at Trim Station, although I am aware that there has been quite a bit of work done in this area. I'm wondering how the progress is going and how the progress on removing what we call the abomination or Mont Saint-Joseph d'Orléans at Trim Station. When we last met with the KEV, we were told that they were mobilizing immediately to remove it. So I'm wondering if someone at OC Transpo can give my residents an update on this, please.
Is Mr. Manconi going to answer? Mr. Kanellakis? You're on mute. Steve, you're on mute.
Mr. Mayor, I'm sorry about that. I don't know what happened. I think they might have dropped off the call. I can try to get John and Michael back. I think they thought the item was done and they didn't have any other agenda items, so they left the meeting when it came back.
Why don't you try to get them and we can...
I was just talking to John just now, so I'll call him back. I assumed he was still on the call.
I know Councillor El-Shantiri has a motion on this item, so maybe by the time you read that, John can get back on. Councillor El-Shantiri?
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Mayor, and I hope Mr. O'Connor is still with us, and I think he is with us. First question, Mr. O'Connor, we used to have a committee of council member committee, and I know I think we don't have it anymore. I chaired it for 2 terms, but we never had a meeting. Is that correct?
That is correct, Mr. Mayor. I believe the member is referring to the member services committee.
So we no longer have the member service committee. Is that it?
That is correct, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, so Mr. Mayor, we heard from our colleague and majority of them, they were so disappointing to hear. And disappointment is a polite term to use in this matter of the leak and how much that's going to cost the taxpayer and dollars. So, Mr. Mayor, I would like to move a motion, and I'd like to read it if you give me a few minutes. I know it's a little bit long, but bear with me. Whereas the code of conduct for member of council complements the existing legislation governing the conduct of member of council, including, conduct the members of council, including the Municipal Act 2001 and the Municipal Conflict of Interest Act. And whereas in accordance with Section 5 of the code, being confidential information, member of council shall not use information that was obtained in his or her capacity as a member and that is not available to the general public to the further or seek to further the member's private interests. So I have to do this. Interest or importantly to further or seek the further another person's private interest, and whereas the code further provides that in accordance with the rules under Municipal Freedom of Information and Protection of Privacy Act, MFATIA, and the procedural bylaw, member of council shall not, whereas a matter has been discussed in camera, and whereas the matter remain confidential, disclose the content of the matter or the substance of the deliberation of the in-camera meeting, subsection 42.1D of the procedural bylaw, nor disclose or release by any means or any member of the public any confidential information acquired by virtue of their office in their oral or written form, except when required by law or authorized by council to do so, and whereas a confidential memo titled Stage 1 Insurance Claim Confidential was sent from city staff and external legal counsel to member of council on May 10, 2021, and was subsequently obtained by the media. If you can scroll down, please. Okay. Therefore, be it resolved that pursuant to Section 5, confidential information of the Code of Conduct for Member of Council, the Finance and Economic Development Committee recommends City Council direct the Integrity Commissioner to undertake an investigation onto the release of the above noted confidential memo and provide a report on this finding as soon as possible. And Mr. Mayor, if I can just request and add to this, I think whether a city councilor or whether a senior city staffer, perhaps suggestion should reach out to the integrity commissioner directly and seek their advice. This is a very important issue, and I'm hoping the integrity commission will use anything available in his power to get to the bottom of this, including using a police service if he has to. So thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor. We'll hold that. Mr. Morgan is on the line. Councillor Luloff, please.
Thank you very much, and apologies to my colleagues for going through this again. I think it's important that Mr. Morgan has the context of my question. During the presentation, Mr. Morgan, you repeatedly referred to widening the 174. I'm wondering why we continue to use this term when no additional lanes are actually being added to the 174. I find that terminology misleading, and I respectfully ask once again that we use alternate language like lane relocation. I didn't see any shots of the work at Trim Station, so I'm wondering how the progress is going there. And how the progress is going on removing what we call in the East End the Abomination or Mont Saint-Joseph d'Orléans at Trim Station. When we last met with KEV, we were told that they were mobilizing immediately to remove it. And that's what we reported back to our residents after asking if it was okay to do so. I'm wondering if you could take this opportunity to give my residents and Councillor Kitz's residents an update on this, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So there are two comments there. The widening, we have been using that term a fair amount, widening to make space for the stations. Obviously, if it's a realignment or other language you prefer us to use, but you're right, we're not adding a lane, just moving the lanes over to make space for the stations in the center, center of the highway. So there is a bunch of work happening. So we've been able to do that at Jeanne d'Arc and at Place. We've made space for the stations. The next big area we need to do is we need to relocate the Trim Road and OR 174 intersection to make space for the station, and then the station will start. So it's going to be one of the last ones to begin. But that's okay because it's not an elevated station. The other work that's happening at Trim in terms of the berm, so there was a temporary stockpile that was overbuilt at that location. There was a commitment early on, several weeks ago, as you rightly say, that to act on that right away and to reduce the height. Subsequent to that, the CAV has re-looked at their schedule and has assessed that they need to defer some of that work until the end of the summer. So now we're looking, in terms of the end of August timeline to start that work, where you will see the massive reduction. But again, we're going to follow up on that closely with them and just assess and make sure that they can achieve that. They've had some challenges with vehicles and additional trucks, and they didn't want to divert those from the primary project activity.
I'm sure you can understand how disappointing that will be to our residents. So I would just encourage you and your team to continue to place pressure and to encourage KEV to live up to the promises that they've made on this file. As you're well aware, I'm continuing to be inundated with vibration complaints between 11 p.m. and 3 a.m. This paving work is happening meters from bedroom windows on Elderberry, Pintail, Sugar Creek, Taffy, and Vineyard especially. What work is KEV doing to remedy these issues? You know, I'm CC'd on every complaint of vibrations for night work. I just counted about 140 emails in my inbox on this. My residents are frustrated that nothing seems to be done when the requests for schedule changes come in. I've called no less than a dozen meetings on this with your team and with KEV, and understanding that pushing the schedule out will cost the city dearly. What more can KEV do to ensure the mental health of my residents is considered moving forward? And why can't this oscillating work be done earlier in the evening?
So a lot of the work that's causing the biggest impact is related to the interchanges where you have off-ramps and the homes are very close to those off-ramps. And so we have made our way through the through a couple of major intersections. Obviously, Jeanne d'Arc was a big one. Place d'Orleans is another one that we've just kind of been able to make a lot of progress on. This type of work, typically when you're closing a ramp, we've restricted that activity to nighttime periods or weekend periods. In recent weeks, following conversations with yourself and your team, we have been more generous in terms of allowing them to do daytime ramp closures. That does have significant impacts, but at the outset of writing the PA document, the idea was that we would try to minimize traffic impacts. Obviously, the whole environment has changed, and so shifting as much work as possible to daytime is obviously desirable for the community, especially for those that live close to the work that's ongoing. The work is progressing. They are making good progress so that, you know, we should be able to wrap up some of that work that's in close proximity. At the same time, at your behest, we've, you know, spoken to KEV about accelerating some of the noise walls in the various areas so that that work can happen earlier and so that the follow-on work with the stations and everything else, we can do as much as possible to reduce the impacts. So we are trying to shift as much work to daytime as we can. There are some limitations on that. They are very aggressive in terms of their construction schedules, trying to work 24 hours a day in many cases. We'll continue to work with them to give them more flexibility for daytime hours. There's a limit to how much they can do during the daytime when they're working 24 hours, but happy to engage with you further and make sure that we give them as much flexibility to move it away from the nighttime activity as possible. It's not possible in all areas, but in many areas, it's worth a revisit.
I really do appreciate your willingness to work with me on accelerating that timeline for sound walls. I think it's going to make a big difference for my residents as far as the noise impacts are concerned. During your presentation, you said that we've received very little complaints about ramp and lane closures. Personally, you know, I would sacrifice 20 minutes in traffic for 6 hours of sleep, and I don't know anybody who wouldn't. I know how difficult this has been on KEV, and I appreciate these difficulties. You know, I feel for KEV. It just doesn't seem to me that they feel for me and my residents. So I just want to encourage KEV in public to ensure that they're abiding by the stipulations in the noise bylaw exemption. No tailgate slamming. No yelling, no unnecessary vehicle idling, box shaking. These are the sorts of things that are incredibly disruptive to my residents and things that are absolutely unnecessary to be doing at night. So I appreciate your answers to my question and we'll continue to work together on this. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Councillor Luloff. Councillor Kavanaugh, please.
Thank you very much, Mayor. And I can reflect upon what Councillor Luloff has said, because the same thing is happening out here in the West End in terms of noise. It's a major factor. Day doesn't go by without complaints of noise. But I'd like to first of all thank Michael Morgan and his team. They work with us very closely, and I appreciate that. And we've had meetings, and we give all the information to people, which is helpful. But the noise can drive people crazy. And the issue is that we have a lot of condominiums and apartments, so therefore it's not just a few houses, it's multiplied by hundreds who are left being awake at night. And it's been pretty tough when it's over the weekends and overnights, et cetera. So again, it's an ongoing problem, and all the points that Councillor Luloff just made about the excess, you know, just watching those things like the backing up, dropping tailgates, things like that has been very problematic. We hear every bit of it from our residents. So I want to thank the team for working with KEV on that, and hopefully we can eliminate more. My questions are about connectivity, and I appreciate that you've mentioned some of the things that are happening. The construction is going great. Lots going on here out in Bay Ward. One of the things that was a disappointment recently was on Moody Bridge was having a MUP put onto it. And Kev overpriced it, and now we're scrambling to replace it. And I just want to confirm that we will make a MUP on the Moody Bridge. So it's a very important connectivity for people to get there. That's the last station. It's very important for Bell's Corner people. It's important for Crystal Bay people. So I just want to confirm that that will happen.
Mr. Mayor, we have been looking at doing a variation to add a MUP to that particular bridge. The costing came back and it was not reasonable and the city staff think that there's a better way to do that, a more efficient way. And so we are reviewing that, investigating that now. The current plan is still to add that MUP.
Thank you. That I needed to hear because it was a concern when Kev priced us out. As well, the connectivity around stations, I heard you in the presentation talk about Mooney's Bay having lighting, and lighting keeps coming up all the time. It's a safety issue. Our issue is that the lands around the stations, such as in the Connaught corridor, are NCC, and we haven't got a commitment yet in terms of any kind of lighting or snow clearing or those pathways that are very, very important to get to those stations. Have you got any further news? Or I've tried to meet with NCC myself, and can we still move forward on this? Because this is important.
Mr. Chair, Councillor, so we are still continuing to advocate for lighting on these additional MUPs where the connections are good. Obviously, some of it's a jurisdiction issue. And we have been working with councillors to add lighting on key connection points where it's fully within our control. And then some of the other areas, it requires additional support from outside parties. And so I can't commit to that on their behalf.
Okay. Well, I think it's important that we work closely with our NCC partners. We've obviously had to since we're using the land to get the line through. The other connectivity issue was a cut through to Queensview Station. This was something that was not put into the budget originally, but it's still being marked as a very important point for people to get to the Queensview Station, especially as there's more growth around Queensview. I just want to know if there's going to be any progress on that.
Mr. Mayor, we are working with Mr. Willis on a plan to address that particular issue, and it's probably more information to come later in the summer on that.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. The other question I have is dismantling of stations that are currently there. We've been asked about the possibility of recycling them and for other uses, perhaps in parks or as features, because they're very solid, and they could have another life, so they don't end up in a landfill. Is there any possibility of that?
We haven't considered that to date, but that's something we can take away. Councillor, we can take that offline and review with OC Transpo and with the builder to see if there's any opportunities there.
Thank you. One more question, and that's in relation to the bus depot that's on Queensview. This is not directly related, but it's related. And I know this is a Steve Willis question, but eventually, why would we have a bus depot when we're right beside a station? Can we look at that for affordable housing and other important facilities for the city in the future?
So Mr. Mayor, maybe I can answer this for Mr. Morgan. I think both this and the Queensview connection, we'll work with the councillor to get some directions to staff that council can approve, and then staff will have the authorities they need to undertake both the acquisitions and the long-term planning for the bus facility. Bus facility is useful in its location right now, but as in discussions with OC Transpo, there could be a possibility to develop a business case in the future for relocating it. But we need to do that work and bring that to council for its approval. So we'll be happy to work with the councillor to get those authorities in place to start the conversation.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Brockington.
Thanks, Mayor. Mr. Morgan, thank you for your presentation. Your knowledge is excellent, and I too appreciate working with you and your team in the South End. The giant Stay Puft marshmallow that's wrapped around the Rideau River Bridge. Can you talk about the intent? Is that to mitigate matter from falling into the river? Like, do we have a good process in place to protect the water quality from debris falling into the river? Can you just explain what the purpose of that white wrap is?
Mr. Mayor, so the white wrap around the Rideau River Bridge is essentially a fully contained bubble. I think that's probably the right word. It is, there is actually a door within that larger structure. There is a door partway through that you can actually enter into that facility. And people going to that facility, there's a series of safety precautions, including ventilators and other things that are required to actually work in that space. But the idea is absolutely it captures, so they're sandblasting the existing structure to take off the rust and other materials and clean it up. And that container is meant to capture everything that comes off that structure, including the sandblasting, the sand from the sandblasting process, to make sure it's protected and nothing escapes that that facility.
There's not only are we repairing this bridge, we're building a brand new one. So there have been some questions about how we're preserving the water quality. So I appreciate that. And my only other question is regarding the Walkley MUP. You mentioned in your presentation the MUP that exists now parallel to the new station. It's closed, completely understood with all the construction vehicles. What is the timeline to extend this MUP further south and then ultimately over to Bank Street? There's a lot of issues at play with this station being built. Your video showed two new towers that are being built right beside it. It goes through a RioCan property, which is built. Are you able to confirm that at this time?
I don't have a recent update on that particular multi-use pathway and that connection. I know that because planning is deeply involved with that one because of all the development in the area. And so we'd have to take that offline and get you that information on timing and who's doing
it. Are we at least scheduling to open it concurrent with the station opening?
Councillor, I would need to check with planning on the timing.
Okay. Thanks very much. I appreciate it. Thanks, Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Menard, please.
Thanks very much, Mayor. I just wanted to follow up. At one of our last public meetings, we had been discussing the O-Train, and the Mayor was discussing the schedule. And one of the suggestions that had come up around that was a segment of the O-Train around Carleton. That could potentially be brought online a bit earlier or when it was supposed to finish, for example, and the rest of it to finish later. And I'm just wondering if staff have any update on the question the mayor had asked, which was, is that a possibility to kind of open that one piece early and have that piece operating before maybe the rest of it is finished? Is there an update from staff on that, the mayor's question?
Happy to provide an update on that question. So we have been looking at that as an opportunity to essentially to consider, could you open Airport to South Keys and South Keys to Bayview? You know, as the schedule's shifting and different things come on and off the critical path, right now there's a couple of issues on the critical path in the northern section, so that make that a challenge to do. So based on the schedule we have in front of us today, a partial opening is likely impossible. But that's not to say that things won't shift over this construction season. If we make good progress in some areas, then that may present itself as an opportunity again at some point later in the year.
Okay, thank you for that.
Great, thank you. Anything else on item one? So on Councillor El-Shantiri's motion, as presented, to ask the Integrity Commissioner to follow up. Carried.
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 Okay. Thank you.